The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota Quality Service. For the care your Toyota deserves at a more affordable price than you'd think. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, five-time world champion, Katie Taylor! Yay! I love doing that. I'd love to be one of those guys, one of those announcers.
We got that reception everywhere. Yeah.
Imagine, record it for you and you just play it out there on the speaker as you go along. And Pete is here as well. Yeah. Morning, Pete. Morning. Congratulations. You've equaled the record of, what's her name, Mary Combe.
Yeah.
What weight does she box in?
She boxed in the 48 kilo division. Yeah. She was only very, very small. So, it was an absolute honour to equal her record. She was a hero of the sport and such a lovely girl as well. So, an absolute honour to equal hers.
You know what I didn't realise until I was listening to Billy Walsh on the news the other night is that the World Championships are only every second year.
Yeah.
To do it up, that's over 8 years you've won those five
ten
goals.
Years, ten
is it?
Years.
10 years or eight?
10. Because I was the fifth one, so it was 10 years.
No, you see, it's not, you see, Pete. I'll box you for this, you see. The first one, you see, there's the first one, and then there's 2 years, second.
That's why he's on that seat and I'm on this seat.
No. Listen, Pete, I disagree with you, but I won't disagree with Katie. Okay. She's the world champion boxer. I'll have a go with you. So that makes it even extra special, because if it was every year over 5 years, over the consistency, to have that consistency over 8 years. And he was also saying that people are trying to get you now, aren't they? Marked woman.
Yeah, it's hard to win those titles, but it's even harder to always defend those titles as well, because you're the one to beat and you're the one to everyone wants to take your title off you. So it is always very, very hard, but an absolute privilege to be crowned world champion again.
And do you think about those records, or is it just about the bout in hand?
I think it's always on my mind, really.
Is it?
You know, I knew going into this competition that I could possibly equal that record, and that was obviously a big motivation for me as well. And obviously, I always want to make history in my sport as well. And add to that legacy. So, but once I'm in there, you're only kind of thinking about the fight at hand. But you're only focused at one fight at a time. But that record was always in the back of my mind.
I suppose, Pete, after the Olympic gold. This, I would imagine, when you were plotting out the 4 years to Rio, this was sort of halfway house, was it? This is the halfway stage.
Yeah, this is the halfway stage now, and then it really starts building up now for Rio. The next World Championships are only in 14 months' time.
They're early because of the Olympics.
Because it's a qualifier for the Olympics. Aha.
So would that be at the very beginning of 2016?
February.
February 2016, right. And when you say it's a qualifier, you will have to reach a certain level in that.
I think we have to get to the semi-finals at least to qualify. So it's always, people always go on about Rio, but I have to qualify first, and I never take that for granted. It's not an easy task.
That's going to be a busy year then. The Olympics are what month are the Olympics in then?
They're going to be in June.
In June?
June, yeah.
Okay, so. Right, okay.
Yeah. It's like Katie said, it's a difficult task because Katie was the only boxer to retain a world title this time around, so everybody's a world champion, everybody's trying to shoot them down.
Yeah. And are you spotting other Katie Taylors coming up now? Are there other female boxers same caliber as Katie around?
Ireland?
No, in the world, because that's on a world stage now.
Like we said, Katie was the only champion to retain a title. There are all new girls coming up. The older girls now are fading away a little bit.
It was a very informative interview, actually, that Billy gave, because you're 26. 28, sorry. No, he said the average age for an Olympic gold medalist is 26, a world champion is 26.
I won my Olympic gold at 26, so after that he said it's all downhill for me.
But he did qualify by saying that with your lifestyle, because you're so disciplined.
I don't obviously abuse my body. I don't think, I look after myself very well, and...
Will was watching you the other day. He reckoned that your muscles are bigger now than they were before. Are your biceps bigger?
I don't know, actually.
The weight's a little bit harder to make now, isn't it, before? So she got more muscle mass on her than when in the Olympic Games.
Oh, so he is. He was right.
He's right.
I did be starving trying to make the weight.
And you're in that ad. You're in some ad pulling something up a hill, aren't you? You got ropes or something.
Oh, yeah, that was the Lucas Aid, was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I saw it in the telly recently. Yeah. What's all that about? So, that's for your muscles. That's for your arms.
That's for your shoulders biceps, and your biceps,
And have you changed, do you constantly change the training?
Yeah, every session we change. We change it from year to year as well. And
why would you do it? If something works and you're winning, why would you change it?
You know, after these World Championships, I know there's just a few things we have to change as well. You've got to keep progressing as well, or else people are going to catch you up.
Right.
If you stay at this one level, what Katie did at these World Championships is not going to be good enough for the next World Championships. Right. No.
So that's why I am. Like, my dad's a genius coach. And, you know, he's the most innovative coach I know. So that's, I always go into every competition the freshest and most prepared boxer, I think. So,
you never rest on your laurels then. You're never at home sitting on your five World Championship medals there. And
you can't afford to get complacent at all. And, you know, from one competition to another, we always look at where we can improve. And
you had a swollen wrist going into the final there, so did you have to change your game plan because of that?
We didn't have to change the game plan, but we just had to change a few things in the warm-up. We couldn't hit the pads beforehand in the warm-up or do much shadow boxing, so...
Mm-hmm. I knew once Katie got into the ring, she all goes to the back of her head and boxes normal as well, but just like Katie said, we had to just change the warm-up around a little bit, so it didn't interfere at all with the final.
No, I wasn't concerned about it at all, really, when it wants to step into the ring.
How, you know, because Korea is a long way away, there's a statement of fact. And how long before the fight do you get there?
We were there 2 weeks before.
So you have loads of time to...
We had plenty of time, but the first couple of weeks dragged in now, but once the competition started, it was grand, but it was a long 4 weeks over there.
But it means once you start fighting, your sleep pattern is adjusted and all
exactly,
that sort of thing.
You're acclimatized. We
were the first team over there.
Yeah.
So we go over there well in advance of everybody else as well, so we knew the layout as well before any of the other teams came over.
That prep pays off, doesn't it?
It's there, the little 1% that make a difference.
We're doing a Best in Ireland Awards at the moment, and one of the categories is, you know, Best Children's Mentor in Sport. And we've got so many boxing coaches in, you know, and there's so many young girls now boxing because of you.
That's amazing,
Do you feel a responsibility for them, or what how does that make you feel?
It's amazing that when I started boxing, obviously there was no girls at all boxing, and was all, you know, I didn't have those opportunities that are there in place for them now, so it's an absolute just so satisfying to see those young girls coming up, and I'd love to be a good role model for them and love to have some sort of an influence on them growing up as well.
You're the best looking boxer I know. Like, no, but you know, see the guys with the noses over to one side.
My nose broke a few times.
Have you? Yeah. It doesn't look like I'm studying it there now.
No, you can see it's a bit. It's a bit crumpled.
Oh, it's a bit. Nicely so, though. Sort of interestingly.
Interestingly. I tilt my head so they can't see it.
As a girl said to me once, you've a sort of a lived-in face. I think she meant it as a compliment, I don't know. Well done, Katie. You're amazing and a lady through and through from all the Rhines and Limerick. Congratulations, Katie. A true sporting hero. Could you say hello to my daughter, Megan?
Hi, Megan.
And could you ask Katie the kind of hours she puts into training? She's a real inspiration, says Donal. What sort of hours?
Yeah, so we train twice a day, 6 days a week. So in the mornings it could be a running session or a weight session, and then in the evenings it's all a boxing session, very technical sessions, sparring bags, and Sunday then is my rest day. That's my favourite day of the week.
And what about studying your opponents? Is that...
My dad does all of that.
Katie never looks at a video, do you?
I don't look at it. I don't like looking at the videos. But
so you, Pete, you look at it, and then you come and you say you have to do this to counteract her or whatever.
We do the tactics then the night before the fight, and then just talk about it. But Kate doesn't look at herself boxing or any of her opponents. I don't think you've seen any of them boxing.
No,
have you?
I don't like watching my opponents. I only see the good parts about my opponents and think, oh God, I'm gonna be killed. Going into the ring. So no, I don't like looking at the opponents. But my dad does be up at 4 or 5 in the morning. I don't think he gets any sleep at all during those competitions. He says,
because you don't know who the opponent is going to be until
the night before. So I have videos of everybody, and then I just
ready to go.
Yeah,
he does be stressed out. I think he said he used to have a head of hair before I started boxing.
Pete is a genius coach and I believe very competitive in everything, including table tennis. You play a bit of table tennis, do you?
Yeah, it's play a bit.
not as good as me, though.
I love that competitive edge. Can you tell Katie that her comeback at Paddy Barnes is brilliant? Tell them about that. So, your friend, first of all, you have to say you're friendly with Paddy Barnes.
Yeah, Paddy's one of my main sparring partners and my teammate, so yeah.
Yeah, and he slagged you about the fact that you hadn't won a Commonwealth medal.
Yeah, well, I can't go into the Commonwealth for
now. There you go. And your comeback was?
We're always going on about the Commonwealths. It's like, I think it's harder to win the community games than it is to win the Commonwealth games. But I thought my ma would win a gold medal in that, but I know we're joking. It's obviously a big achievement to win a Commonwealth gold medal.
Yeah, I know you're going.
Yes. He's going to kill me in sparring next.
I think Katie, as a fellow Bray citizen, Katie, as a fellow Bray citizen, for bringing pride, etc., to our town. Also, on my son's christening day, I managed to pluck up the courage to ask her for a photo in the Martello. Pete was eyeing me up, very nervous, says Ronan. While they were at their peak, McGuigan, Collins and Carruth couldn't fart without it being on the news and in the papers, and I'm embarrassed that Katie's bouts don't get the attention they deserve from the media, and especially from RTE. Well done, Katie. You're a jewel, says Kay. And wow, Katie, you're a true sporting legend. You are such an inspiring individual. Thank you for everything you've done and for lifting the Irish spirit with your achievement. Thanks, Katie. And of course, you played football as well, didn't you? Soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Stephanie Roach, you played with her.
Yeah, I played with Stephanie at club level and international level. So, yeah, her goal is absolutely amazing. I hope it makes the top three.
Because she's in the final 10, right? Yeah. And the voting, I think, stops on Monday.
That's
and then
right,
then the top three then, and you start voting again.
Yeah, so she's on the top 10 ahead of Messi and Ronaldo, and I think she's the only female on the list as well, so
it's an amazing goal.
It's amazing. I hope she deserves to be in that top three.
What position did you play in?
I played centre midfield,
right?
And she played striker. She's the one that's scoring all the goals, as you can see. So,
Will you ask Katie to give Ray a dig? Only a slight one.
So that's
when.
Yeah. There you go.
Look, so I know you're a lady, and you would never use your boxing outside the ring.
That's true.
Isn't that true? Well, that's important. Assistant manager Roy Keane has left Aston Villa with immediate effect. All right, more later. There you go. You're a big fan of Roy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Roy Keane. Actually, he was one of my heroes growing up.
Yeah, what is it about him?
I just loved his attitude and his mentality. He really had such a winner's attitude, never settled for second best. And I loved the player that he was on the pitch as well.
He's inspirational, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
What team do you support now?
Leeds United. Say no more.
Sorry?
No choice.
Yeah, that's my dad's fault.
And there's loads of congratulations coming in. I know you're a very busy day, and you're going to take a break now up until Christmas, is it?
Well, I have 2 weeks off.
Is that completely off?
Yeah, completely off.
Completely off.
So.
You don't know what to do with yourself.
I know, I really won't, actually.
She'll be asking to go back training before now.
And would you even do an odd run there or anything? No.
Probably wouldn't, actually. I know how to rest.
You know how to rest?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, enjoy your rest and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Katie Taylor, 5 times world champion and Olympic gold medalist. It's a real pleasure talking to you again. One last thing. They said don't ask her, and I just before you go, what's your opinion on the UFC guys? What do you think of them?
I think they're absolutely fantastic athletes, and it's not for everyone, obviously, the UFC, but they are unbelievable athletes, and the likes of Conor McGregor and all those guys.
They're like a decathlon of athletics. Decathlon of the fighting.
Right.
A bit of everything.
Some athletes are unbelievable.
I just find some of it a little bit hard to watch.
It's not for everybody, but it was the same when female boxing came in.
It wasn't for everybody either.
Nobody's making anybody watch it, and I think I think I can see the appeal in it to some people, and I can see why some people don't like it as well.
Right. So I'm finished with it. Thanks. He's so at me there.
You're so many.
pressure.
There's so many, right? Okay, okay, right. This is the long goodbye. Yeah, if Katie came across a row, would she join in? I'll answer that for you. No is the answer. Yeah.
Well, depends who's in the row.
Final goodbye, Katie. Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks very much.
We're finished. Thanks. Will, we're finished.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.